Welcome to the Seventh Sense podcast.
This is a space to explore, reflect, and share.
Open conversations for the heart, mind, and soul.
Hi guys, we're back. Welcome to this season's bonus episode.
First of all, shout out Jazz. Thank you, man. I guess I had a question. To tradition, we'll start off with a question. If you were to go back pre-pandemic and leave yourself like a note, what would that note say and why would you leave that note? Also, an extra thing is, where would you leave it for yourself?
I would leave it for sure in one of my journals. I would say take it one day at a time, because I think at the beginning of the pandemic there was so much uncertainty. But it was like, I just want to get through it. Like, I just wanted it to be like, go back to normal, get back to work being busy. Like, I could have never known 2022 would still be riding this wave.
Okay.
So I'd have just been like, just take it a day at a time. There's a lot of growth that's going to come out of this. So just take it a day at a time. You'll be good. You?
First of all, I think I'd leave it on my laptop, or just when you open the laptop, just right there. And then two, I think it would say, as cliche is, trust the process and be comfortable in this cocoon that you're in. It's a period for you to re-understand. I feel like it doesn't get to a point where you fully understand yourself and know who you really are. So yeah, just take that time to really understand and grow into who you're becoming. Yeah, I think that's what I'd tell myself if I was to go back and leave that note.
Okay.
And then second question is, what's your biggest lesson that you took out about yourself in 2021? Something you didn't know about yourself, but you actually walked out of 2021 being like, oh, mad. Okay, I can go first.
Yeah, anything.
I think mine was my capacity to love. I thought like a part of me didn't exist anymore in terms of loving people and being able to share that love. But I think I was able to tap into that. So I'm able to be affectionate like to my nephews. I'm able to extend that to the people I really care about. I think I thought a part of me in terms of love was like dead, but being able to feel certain things towards certain people, I was like, rah, it's still there. Now you're just being able to channel it into the right people and into the right things that you actually want to enjoy. And you actually, I don't know, you really give a fuck about. So yeah.
I would say, I think sometimes I really panic in the moment about figuring things out. But I feel like 2021 threw me a lot of curveballs and I figured it out. So it's something that I learned, is that I'll be good. Like, it's something I have to keep reminding myself. But I think in the moment I get so worked up about things. You don't need to nod so much about it. But I think in the moment I get really caught up in like the details and being like, okay, so now what does this mean for the next, you know?
Yeah.
But I think now I'm a bit more sure of like, you'll be good. You'll be good.
I mean, I've seen that in terms of you being able to, like, let go of... I've seen it. Something you're saying now, I'm like, yeah, I actually seen a walk out of the air with that. Okay, those are my questions.
Okay, cool. So we can get into today's episode, which is going to be the catch-up. We just wanted to talk to you guys before we get into a new season, just kind of wind the season down. And one of the things we wanted to do was kind of review season 3 and everything we talked about, because... unlike season 2, which we had a theme, this one was kind of like a shoot the shit type of season. And before we get into a new season, we just wanted to recap. So we started with episode 1, We Outside, where we talked about just going out and being out in a pandemic.
That experience of going out in a pandemic was... And it's like we didn't learn our lesson also, because we still went for NSG. We've still been outside. Because I think I remember the things we talked about being outside and... the feeling that came along with it.
And by being outside, we mean like being at social events, like out,
yeah,
type of thing. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I think mine really hit home when my bro got COVID and we lived together. So for me, that experience, so I'm sitting back being like, I'm taking all the steps to make sure I'm good, but you're still outside. And I don't know, just that episode, and I think just seeing how the year played out.
Yeah. And then episode 2, we talked about periods, which is a conversation that definitely needs to be normalized. And a lot of my friends were hitting me up after being like, damn, Shaga knows a lot. My boyfriend doesn't know that. Do you what?
My man is educated. You know what I mean? So yeah.
I feel like if you're a grown adult, regardless of your gender, how you identify, it's like, it's natural. It's not something that you need to be like, oh.
It's not to say that I still have a thing about blood, but being able to talk about that episode and just the topics.
Yeah.
It opened up. I was still, and I'm going to repeat it. I thought the period, all of you guys like have your period, you sync up in the whole world. All of you guys have your period at the same time. And then now you told me, oh no, that's not how it works. I didn't know everything, but now I'm glad I know a couple of things.
Yeah.
So thank you.
That was a fun episode. And then episode 3, we talked about synchronicity. All about alignment, whether we believe in synchronicity, the psychology behind it, forms of synchronicity, as well as moments in our lives where we experienced it.
I use that heavily in terms of guiding me towards, honestly, like my dreams and where I think I need to be. 2021 is very big when I actually look back at it. A lot of markers that I didn't know I was setting up for myself. And to be here now, I'm like, even whatever happened with work, it's just certain things were happening and I'm like, oh, snap. Okay, cool.
It's adding up, yeah.
Yeah, it's adding up. Manifestation, okay, from my experience, is always you've dropped like the pin now, but it never comes in the now that you want it to be. But as long as you stick to your course and use those breadcrumbs that you've been dropping for yourself or the universe drops, you have to be open to the idea that this thing will take its time. Yeah, it's the universe's timing. It's never going to be your timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we did a fun Get to Know Us episode, which we just talked about, like, literally everything from our favorite cuisines to, like, how we define success for ourselves. That was really fun.
That has changed, guys. Chapo still remains top of the list.
Which is interesting that Chapo is a cuisine.
Excuse me. It's a cuisine.
Okay.
And then prawns.
You're really getting into seafood.
You guys... Prawns are just on some other thing. My word.
And then we got a bit deep with our manifestation episode. Because it's such a buzzword online and we get... Like, you hear everyone saying manifesting is G-word and it's always like a joke thing.
So annoying.
But we actually got into what it actually is and the science behind it and how to manifest and whether it works and all of that.
So I think it became, I want to say, cool. Like, just to make fun of, oh yeah, I'm manifesting Malindi. And my nigga, you've already paid for everything.
You're going tomorrow. Yeah.
But you're like, oh, manifesting. I feel like it also makes other people feel like whatever they're doing, they're not doing it as well as you're doing when it comes to you manifesting. But to each his own, I'm just saying, just don't get fooled by people saying I'm manifesting something. So now you feel like they're pros at manifesting and you're not being able to. Just, like we said, stick to your time. And everything is going to be good.
And then we did an episode on love languages, where we talked about the history of love languages, which was an interesting discovery, how to know what yours are, and where they come from, and how they also apply in your real-life relationships.
I think they still keep on changing. I thought I
knew
it
same.
Then. But I think the more you interact, and I think it's also about allowing yourself to... not have this fixated idea about this is how I should be experiencing my love. It's good to know what works for you.
But it can change, and also in different relationships, which is something we talked about, because in my previous relationship, my love languages were not what they are in my current relationship, and it's like, it's not something I thought could change, but it does. Physical touch was not in the top 3 for me.
Mm.
But now physical touch is a big love language.
Okay.
And it speaks to how comfortable I was in that relationship, how secure I felt, how... Like, you know, but then you step into a space where you're so comfortable and you feel so secure in the space and it's like, oh, I actually want to explore this.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I think for me was quality time has always been quality time. But now I think for me it's changed in terms of, in my mind, quality time was always going for dates, always doing these things outside.
Mm-hmm.
But now I got to understand quality time can mean... you guys sitting down and journaling together. It could mean you guys going for a walk in Karura and you don't even have to talk. It's just you're spending that time together. Even gifts now. There's certain things that are done and I'm just like, I never used to care about like gifts. I've never been that type of a person. But now certain things are done. But also I think it depends on the person. And when they really know you and they understand those two tiny details about you, so they know where to drop that thing, and you're like, oh shit, you lose your mind about it. So yeah. I think, guys, just explore yourselves. Have an open channel. If you're in a relationship, just try and communicate and say, okay, fine, I feel like my love language... You can do the test also online, but explore. Be like, oh, what does this one mean? Acts of service. Okay, fine, let's try and see how can I do... Well, what can I do to help you? and then see how that moves. It can work itself to being one of your like top ones.
Yeah. And then in last week's episode, we talked about trusting the process, which is our first episode ever with a guest. Jazani joined us and we had such an interactive, very insightful conversation.
Let me tell you, I think even the same, in ode to trusting the process, even just how we ended up doing the episode also.
Mm.
And that's what I'm saying. I feel like last year showed me how certain things drop when they need to drop. And us even being able to come back and record this again is still testament to just trust the process. As long as you plan out your things, shout out Edna for planning, we end up where you need to be ending up. And I think even just how intentional we were about like planning this whole year, it's the thing that you trusted, even with your shoot, which was like amazing, is you'd have wanted it to happen when you'd have wanted it to happen, but look when it happened. It was the right time, perfect timing, I'd say.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're all caught up and we can get into this week's episode, which is just going to be really chill, catching up, what you've been doing, what you've been up to, and sharing some stuff that we learned last year, as well as what we're hoping for in 2022. So let's start off with a high and talk about our 2021 highlights. What were some highlights for you? I'll say I got to be by the beach, and that's always a highlight. I got to go to the beach twice only. Let me not say only. I got to go to the beach twice, and it was nice. Malindi for my birthday was so definitely a highlight for me.
True.
Which is a very reflective time. I feel like having your birthday in October is kind of nice because like enough of the year has gone by to where you can kind of see how your year was like. But it's not completely done, so you can still make some changes that will actually affect how your year ends.
Mm-hmm.
So just that trip and the reflection and just the whole trip, really a highlight for me.
I think my one is, of course, Malindi, but going to the national park and the safari walk and then the animal orphanage. That shit was so therapeutic for my inner child.
Yo, that was like one of the best days.
I can't believe, like, just hearing like a lion roar and you have to run because one is like roaring from this side, so you try and catch it, then you go back, it's not doing it, and then you come out to this other side. Insane. Seeing a leopard like up close, it allowed me to appreciate nature so much more and just the intelligence behind the universe. And this thing is just chilling, it's living its life, but it looks so amazing. That was like one of the best, I'm not gonna lie. That was up there, definitely up there.
Same.
The pizza at was it Solo Grano? That was also an amazing experience.
The food experiences in 2021 were top. I feel like we were saying this, the restaurant scene in Nairobi has really evolved and it's becoming like there's always new places you want to try. And if you've never tried like a specific cuisine, there's a lot of people also online reviewing it, so you can kind of see what would work for you.
True.
The food in 2021 was a moment. Crazy. Yeah.
I think all the staycations that happen, it's just being able to just like explore different places like in Nairobi, and it's like it's a home away from home, but you also just get to chill.
Mm.
Like New Year's was amazing. It's I didn't go out, but just being able to watch like binge a movie the whole day. Oh, dropping the EP for me was a big thing for me. I think being able to confident enough like just to put together a body of work and then just put it out.
Yeah.
That was like also a highlight for me in the year.
Is there anything that like personally you would say was a highlight, like in your, without any like exterior, not a place you went or a thing you did, like just something internally? Because for me, I feel like I grew so much in 2021. Personal growth.
Yeah.
And self-awareness. Like my self-awareness grew a lot last year because kind of I was forced into it. But
I think being able to kind of be like, be kinder to myself and allowing my mistakes, or let me say missteps, like not really define or dictate how I feel about myself and how I perceive myself. Just being able to grow into my own. I think that was one of the things I did mostly in 2021, is able to look myself in the mirror and I'm just like, I fuck with you, bro. The way you are, I fuck with you.
Yeah.
Everything that has happened has led you to this position, and it's never easy. Certain things that you go through in your life can chip off like your ego and your self-confidence. I feel like it's going to the gym. So every day you work on it, being like, yeah, yeah,
And then you end up being so swole, you're like, yeah, I'm the shit. That was a big thing that happened to me in 2021. That I have to say.
Okay, and it's kind of similar to what you asked, but what are some of the things you learned in 2021?
Be nice. Or rather, being nice sometimes can be mistaken for weakness. That's one thing I learned. And it's more to say boundaries. So I'm able to draw a boundary being, okay, fine, I'm nice. I can be nice, but if it's a job, it's a job. If it's, this is office work, this is office work. Even with family, if I don't feel like I want to do something, I really don't have to explain. I feel like no is an answer, it's a statement, it's a whole book. I can just say no. So I learned those type of things, just being able to reinforce these boundaries that maybe I wasn't so, is it sure of? I was a bit like maybe hesitant about saying no to family because, oh my, what are they going to think? Not just being like, nah.
I'll you? Go. Okay. Knowing how you feel and actually experiencing the emotion are two different things.
Oh, shit.
I think initially it was like, oh, I feel bad. But it's like, okay, now I know how I feel. Let me not feel bad anymore. I already know how I feel. But it's like, okay to sit in that low moment. It's okay to cry. I feel like it's really brought me closer to my emotions. I'm way more in touch with my emotions now. Like, I can really be distinct about, I feel angry. I feel disappointed. I feel like, you know, and then actually be like, okay, I'm angry because of this. And then I can actually just sit in it and be like, maybe this is coming from here, but also maybe it's not, and it's okay to just be angry in this moment, you know, rather than just trying to really analyze it and be like, this is anger, this is the solution type of thing. Like, just being like, I'm angry.
That's crazy, though, because I'm trying to think of, there are moments where I'd be like, the kitchen sink, I'm doing the dishes, I start crying. My man is wondering, what's going on? Why? But sometimes when I take a step back and maybe now I've gone to bed, I'm able to tap into that emotion and be like, oh, that's what it was. Sometimes I feel like your, or as I think of it, like your soul is more attached to your emotions than your brain is. Your brain is basically like a filter. It's just a computer
trying to find solutions.
Analyze, so we are crying. Okay, we are crying. But it's not really trying to think about why are we really crying. So once I was able to tap into more of that, I got to understand, oh, snap. There's so much going on. That, and it's not like to knock anyone who does anything to understand themselves, maybe deal with their emotions or what they're going through, but just having that clarity and being able to, because now I'm able to put a check. I know Monday, and I think even Insight Timer is really good at that, because you're able to check in every day and say, it asks you, how are you feeling today? Like, very good, good, okay, bad, okay, you know, and then you're able to put in the things, why are you feeling the way are you feeling? So is it, I'm feeling good because of my job, da da da. Are you feeling calm, excited, confident? Being able to check that every day and look back to know, okay, fine, there was a low day. Oh shit, I can remember, this happened, da da da. That clarity is underrated, I think. Yeah. So underrated.
Something else I learned is block them.
Oh. Okay.
I feel like sometimes, like,
social media, phone, just everywhere.
Just cut the access.
Mad.
I was big on, this happened, but we can still make it work. We can still be friends. I'm willing to overlook that. Like, it's okay. You know, like, we've come so far. Also, that's the thing that gets me. It's like, we've been friends or in a relationship for this amount of time. That can't have been a waste. For sure, we can make this work. Sometimes you can't make it work, and it's okay. And sometimes it's when you really think about all the, let's say, disrespect or like pain or whatever negative thing maybe that someone has put you through, it's not worth it to continue to try and make it work.
Okay.
Just, you can cut off the access, and it sucks to realize it, but it's way more healthier for you, and it's way more better for you, and it sets a better precedent for your future relationships.
So I'm going to get a bit like philosophical with you, yeah?
Yeah.
If like a tree falls like in a forest, mm-hmm. Yeah. Who would hear it?
The trees.
Okay, cool. That's a valid answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always thought of it in the sense that you only know a tree has fallen if you know the sound of a tree when it's fallen. The awareness of the sound will make you know, that's a tree.
Uh-huh.
So red flags. I feel like sometimes you don't know what a red flag is but you kind of like allow it into your life. It's only when you gain the awareness of, oh, that's a red flag. That's when now you look back being like
damn. Yeah.
You get.
Felt that.
So I feel like you can't really, some of these things, especially like when you're interacting with other people, you'll only learn, I think, when you cross, it's experience.
Retrospect also.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes it's, you can never call it.
But I think it's like, when you call it, don't be afraid to do something about
it. Oh, now it teaches you.
That's the thing I didn't know.
You like, yo, lock off, I'm out, we leave.
And it's only until actually speaking to you about certain things that were happening or had happened,
yeah,
that's when I was like, your reaction to it is like, oh wait, that's not actually a normal thing that happens to people. Like, I've normalized it so much in my head and I've never spoken about it, which is also something I started doing last year, speaking about things.
Yeah.
That when I speak about it and then someone is like looking at me, like, then I'm like, oh damn. So maybe that's why I felt weird when that was happening, but then no one said anything. So maybe I thought it was normal. You know?
Yeah. Oh, blocking is...
Block them. Unfollow, do whatever you need to do.
I think I've only blocked maybe, honestly, 2-3 people.
Mm.
Like my whole life.
Warranted. But you're also like very, I want to say, picky about your social interactions and stuff. I feel like I was a bit more out there.
Oh yeah.
So I think
I'm not saying, oh yeah, you're a bit more. I'm saying, oh yeah, I'm very picky when it comes to.
I'm like, okay. Uh-huh.
Let me just clarify that. I mean, yeah, because even when I look back, you have a pocket of friends, primary school. You finish primary school, you go to high school. I move. High school, I finish. Uni, I move. So I finish uni. It's been like some guy texted when I uploaded the song yesterday. And it hit me in the morning. We last spoke a decade ago. It's been 10 years since we spoke. And that just comes to show, like, by the time like my life progresses, there are people who will never have to interact with, not have anything against you. I always move. But I also understood where that came from.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Do you have anything else that you learned?
Kids are... So I have a nephew who has Down syndrome. Just seeing him make certain milestones, but also the impact that I have, even just as adults, the impact that you have on kids and how they look up to you. We carry so much, and kids carry so much in terms of how they can change their future. Start with, but also just, they're so precious. I get to the house, my day might have been so crappy. This guy comes through, he starts singing Essence. I forget everything, because this nigga, just, he's able to move with his knife, like, quick.
When he's done with something, he just moves to the next thing, yeah.
So I try really and pick up on that in terms of, he can fall now, loses his mind crying. Next minute, he's back to laughing, doing his own thing. I really want to be able like to pick that, even just use that in my life, is, oh, this thing happened, cool, we're upset, we move. Just chase that happiness. Don't dwell on the things that went wrong. Keep yourself happy. I think that's one thing I learned from him, and he's like, what, 5? Yeah.
Okay, so moving on, what are some of the things that you're doing different this year? One thing for me, doing outdoor activities. I want to do, like, just from the experiences of the small things we've done, like going to the museum or going to like the animal orphanage, things that like you used to do when you were younger, and then seeing how much joy they brought into my life on my day, like bike riding. I want to do so much more of that. Ziplining, archery, horse riding, like all of those type of things. True. Yeah.
I want to take more like social media breaks, because I took a break in December, and I'm not going to lie to you, what it did for my mental health, not that I was struggling, but in terms of just not having those feelings that you feel when you go on Instagram or when you go on Twitter or any other platform that you use. I mean, I stuck with TikTok because I feel like I'm not posting, I'm just consuming it. But just being away from Instagram, Twitter, I think it allowed me to also just be able to live in my moment, experience my life.
Mm-hmm.
But more of is to take pictures. That's something I've learned from you, is just like, just document your life. And I thought back to it, I'm like, yeah, I want to be able like to show my kids that, yo, 2022, this is what I was doing. And take more film pictures.
Mm.
Digital is good like with a phone, but I actually want more film pictures. I want to be able to put them like in a scrapbook. It was nice like looking back at 2021 through pictures. So I think, pictures. Take more pictures, more social media breaks. I feel like it's warranted. Okay, for me, I don't know about other people. Man, I might take it back when I've just said it, but spend time like with family a bit more. I can be such a recluse in terms of even my own home. I'll just chill in my own bedroom. But I've been trying it this year. So maybe when I get home early, that day is Gugge is playing outside, he's playing soccer. He's like, oh, Uncle, you come and play with me. That day I'd be like, psh, I'm out. But one day he was even shocked. I was like, okay, cool. I put my bag down, put my jacket down, and we just started playing. Just seeing the look on his eyes, being like, oh, he actually played. I want to do more of that, like with him and just with my nephews. Just spend more time with them and have like a considerable impact. So even when I move out, it's just more of, there are things they can hold on to, being like, oh yeah, man, we did this, we did that. So yeah,
it does have an impact, because growing up, when I was younger, I lived with my aunt and my cousin. Like, we lived in the same, I mean, that's obviously what I lived with them means.
Yeah.
And just living with them in my, let's say, formative years, my aunt has impacted my life right now as a 20-something year old so significantly, even though she transitioned, because she was always into like dressing up nicely and doing her makeup. She let me play with her makeup. My other closer family members are not really into that stuff. So if I hadn't lived with her in that period, I probably would not be into creating content and wearing makeup and planning fits and all that stuff. Just from living with her way back in the 90s, you know what I mean? So yeah, it definitely does have an impact, more than you would realize in the future.
That's true.
Yeah. Something I'm also changing this year is everything that didn't work for me last year, which was kind of a bummer. But when it comes to content, the things that didn't work for me, when it comes to my career, the things that didn't work for me, meaning I re-edited my whole CV to just
have my accomplishments.
Yeah, I'm not doing
results.
The same things. For my content, my approach is completely different. I'm focusing on different platforms. I'm putting it out in different ways. It's not a fun thing to do, to be like, oh, you did that for a whole year and it didn't work. And then be like, no, this year I'm going to do it harder and it's going to work. It doesn't make sense. It didn't make sense to me. So I was like,
but
this year everything is...
It's something, I don't know. Do you think it's because when you look at when you're trying to create as a creator...
Mm-hmm.
And whatever content you're creating, you benchmark yourself against people maybe you watch and you look up to. So you try and see, okay, my following is this much, their following is this, how am I bridging this gap, how long have they had to do it? Like, you start breaking it down in so many different ways. And why I'm saying that is because I've also leaned more into that. It's, I'm going to create, I'm going to put it out. I am lucky that I'm in a position where I really don't have to live and breathe off of my content. So I have the luxury to just create for pure passion of it. And shout out my dad. I never used to understand it when he used to tell me. But he always said this thing. Just, I used to feel like he's shooting down my dreams. But it makes sense. He's like, make sure you have a source of income. Steady source of income. Then you can get to do these things when you want or when you can. In my head, I'm thinking, yo, you don't want me to blow up. Me, I'm about to blow up. But you don't want to tell me or let me do it. I appreciate that now.
Because you can also see the difference of how frustrating it can be when it's everything you do and it's not.
I used to lose my mind when I don't get booked for a gig. I don't get a gig, I used to get stressed. I'm like, yo, what the, I need this, da da. Now it's just coming to a point where I'm just like, and I know you've asked me about it, like, oh, just don't do any gig just because. But now I'm just like, I can if I want to. I don't need it. I want to do it.
Yeah.
Being able to put out music, it's just like, I want to. And there's growth I've seen within myself. There's so much more passion, even when I'm putting it together. I'm just like, yo, this has to work. So I appreciate that now. And trust me, you knowing me, it hurts me to acknowledge like my dad was right. But he was right. And that's something I think I want to be able to, moving forward. And I think even for you, it's, again, like we've said, retrospect always, like hindsight always 2020. You'll see the steps that you did in 2021 have an impact in how you're going to move through this new year. Trust the process. You know, as cliche as it is, I feel like just trust it. That's just how things move. And you've done the steps. You've done everything that you're good at assessing and adjusting. You know what I mean? Like, you look back, you're like, okay, fine, maybe I need to change this, and you're able to do it.
Yeah.
I'd still be stuck doing the same old shit, expecting it to change.
I think it's just to know that there's always small things you can adjust. Like, as I was saying with the career thing, is wanting to move to a different role and seeing that I need to change my CV to match that. It's not like my CV is bad. It's just like, there's a certain way you can highlight your accomplishments that maybe I wasn't doing.
Okay.
You know?
I get what you mean.
The result I want is still the same.
Yeah.
It's just the approach that's different.
Okay. Also, again, I want to preach this thing. Social media breaks. Because I can imagine, and you always tell me this thing about the algorithm, if you haven't posted it for so long, it's not going to... I don't know why in my mind that shit never matters to me. Me, I'm just like, I create, and I told you that yesterday. As soon as I was done mixing the song and I mastered it, I was wild, loved it, lost my mind. And I told her, this is a feeling I'm always going to be chasing. Not the plays, not the likes, not the reshares. Just that feeling I had when I mixed and mastered it. That's what I want to keep chasing. As small as it sounds, I'm chasing that feeling now and over. I used to be caught up in the plays, in how many people liked the post. I'm not perfect. I mean, I'm still going to go and check, how many guys. But I think I want to be able to move past that and just create and put it out there. That feeling. Another thing I want to do differently is not try and separate my creativity and who I am, even at work.
Not try to separate it.
Yeah. I want anybody, even like my bosses see me, I want them to know, okay, fine, you know what, this guy makes music, this guy does this, this guy does that. It changes even the way they approach you and even the opportunities they can offer you. I want whoever I'm interacting with at work understands this is what this person can do. These are their talents. I feel like whenever an opportunity comes, they're able to remember, you know what, this guy actually does a podcast. I can approach him to ask him for help about something.
Mm.
I want to grow into that and just combine both these lives so that it's... you see me, you see what I'm about. I don't have Superman or Batman and Bruce Wayne. You know, just in the office, I'm a different person. When I leave, I'm a whole different person.
Just be you.
You can just be me. And I think that's something I want to be able to carry into just my work life now. Just this is who I am, really. Even with my, relationship, even with the clients you're serving, just know this is who I am, honestly. I'll do a stellar job, but also I have other interests apart from work. It allows people to see you for who you really are. End of the day, when I check out of here, it's, this guy was himself from start to finish, yeah. There's no separating the two.
Okay, cool. Do you have a mantra or a word of the year or something that you are comfortable sharing?
Yeah, it's Atomic Growth. I haven't even read the book, and it's one thing I was gonna
Atomic
buy for
Habits.
Myself. Yeah, Atomic Habits. But I understand the concept. It's just small incremental growth for myself. So today, if I ran 6 kilometers, which I did, next week let me try and do 7. The other week let me try and do 9. Doesn't have to be one big burst of me being able to grow from 7 to 25. Gradual, atomic growth, that's what I'm looking at. If something, I was able to overcome something today, tomorrow it happens again, it's okay, but I'm getting better at dealing with it and addressing it. Same thing with my production, it's atomic growth. Oh, you learned this thing today, you applied it. Okay, next song, try something different. That's my mantra for the whole year, it's just atomic growth. Yeah. Yours?
Okay, so last year was 2021.
It's confusing.
It's very confusing. 2021 was clarity, and this year is gratitude and abundance. When I asked for clarity, I got it. I didn't like it. I did not like it. It was... So this year, I want to focus on the gratitude, and I want to focus on creating abundance and appreciating the abundance.
Yeah. So one thing I want to say also is X-Mind. Mind mapping. So as opposed to doing a vision board, this year I did some mind mapping things. So you break down your goals for the year. So I split them into different categories. So I have personal, professional, da da da. But just being able to have this map that I'm trying to follow to get to the end of my 2022 keeps me so in check.
Because you can always go back and see it, and it's so specific. It's actually something I'm looking forward to because today is the 29th.
Yeah.
February starts on Tuesday. So something I'm looking forward to on Monday is going through my mind map and seeing, how is it going just for the first month? Dopest app we've discovered.
I think it makes you more accountable to every day you're making these decisions, but you have to remember you're going to review this thing at the end of the year. I think I just meandered through 2021.
didn't have a plan, but things happened and I was happy with. So I think my change was, let me be intentional with everything I want out of this year. So far, so good, I want to say.
January has been good. I can't lie, 2022 has felt good so far.
Not even the cliche where everybody wakes up, oh, you know, 2022 is going to be my year. No. Genuinely, I have felt great. So I guess that's the bonus episode.
That's it for season 3, guys. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
I am excited for season 4.
We do have a theme, which is exciting. And it'll be live next week. We're going back to back. We're back to being consistent.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Peace.
Love and harmony. Money.